Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord on this wonderful night. Truly, God is good to us. Amen. It's truly a blessing to be back here in service. Looking forward to what God's going to do here in the house of the Lord as we come together in his name tonight. Believing, come expecting, come trusting, knowing that God is able to do something awesome tonight. So we stand to our feet tonight. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Let's seek his face tonight and call on the mighty name of Jesus tonight. Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be back one more time here in the house of the Lord. Lord, we pray, God, as you can bless in a mighty way, God. Meet every need in this place as we come and gather in your name. God, accomplish every your divine will. God, touch those on the way here. Draw them by your Holy Spirit. Those watching online as well. God, we pray that you supply every need tonight. Lord, save, God. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Do something awesome, God, in this house, God, as we come believing, knowing that you're more than able, Lord, this evening. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, just have your way in this place tonight. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to come and worship. We give you praise and glory and honor that you so do this evening. God, we just say thank you tonight. Amen. And we give you praise. We thank you, Jesus, tonight. On page 446, the song says, again, to make a joyful noise unto him. Amen. And one of them is a joy unspeakable. How is it unspeakable? Because of the joy of salvation, the power of God. Amen. The love of God that reigns and rules. He gives joy when we come and meet Jesus tonight. Let's sing a song tonight. Page 446. Be your song book, Joy Unspeakable.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplies every need. Oh, while I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Number two, I have found the pleasures I once craved in the joy and peace within. Oh, what a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the hand has never yet been told. For three, I have found that hope so bright and fair, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see his smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the hand has never yet been told. Number four, found the joy no tongue can tell, how the waves of glory roll. It is like a great overflowing cup springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of, and the half has never. Number two, I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never. It is joy today. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Go and praise him, turn. Praise him for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength tonight. It's our power. It's everything today. We gain, no doubt, from rejoicing in the Lord, from praising him tonight.
Lord, now we give God thanks tonight. It's full of glory. Nothing that the world can offer him. Nothing that our sin cannot give us today. But only Jesus tonight can absolutely satisfy and give that true joy. We thank God today. Amen. Once you come to that joy, you're resolved in your heart and your soul. On page 360, I am resolved. Amen. Today, let us be resolved in our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Amen. That Jesus is the way tonight. Page 360, your soul book.
Well, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, oh, things that are higher, things that are nobler, of these have a Lord by side.
I will hasten.
Hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Jesus,
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will.
The plea is number five again.
I will resolve, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Oh, friends, may I come. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Jesus,
oh Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to.
Say that chorus again. I will hasten,
I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Jesus,
oh Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
Praise him today. As we run to Jesus today, he says, make haste unto him today. Make haste. I'm running to our Lord and our Savior today. Come seek his face tonight.
We call upon you, Lord.
Today we know that you're able, you're more than able to meet every need in this place tonight. More than able, God, to accomplish your divine work and will be done. God, we run to you. Run, no doubt, closer to you. Run because you are the answer tonight. God, we just say thank you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you in this house. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hasten to the Lord. Hasten. Come running to him. Come, friends, without delay, as the song say. Amen. Be taught by the Bible and led by the Spirit because he is the living way. Again, thank God for again, the beckoning call, and the choice that we made, the resolve, made up mind, amen, to continue in the Lord. Make that your prayer when you come and start the race off, amen, and continue in that race. And church, all the way till we finish. In the end, there's a song called The Winning Circle. And the songwriter, he's talking about, I want to be found in the winning circle. To run all the way to the end, to finish that course. And we say sometimes the course is about, I must run on in this Christian race. I must run on till I see God's face. We could have did that too. I must run on through the storm and the rain. I must run on through the sorrow and pain. And that's where we continue to run for the Lord, continue to run for Jesus. A long time, he said, are we tired yet? No, I'm not tired yet. Are you tired? I'm not tired yet. And so make that your prayer today. Again, I was talking with a little fella, a little Trey back there. And he was talking about burning energy today, burning energy. And I said, again, he found a way to burn some energy. You know what? Burning energy for the kingdom of God as well. Amen. To burn the energy for God and use, again, to run to Jesus. Amen. If you're going to run for the Christ, the King. Amen. And truly, again, you think about it, how this race is not for the swift. Amen. But it's a steady race. Continue to run. Again, it's not always glorious, but again, you think about, again, running for the kingdom of God, right? Running this race, the scripture compares it to. A lot of times, think about a marathon runner. They're not always glorious. It's not always pretty. Those little fellas and those women, again, they are not always the ones who get the commercials. They're not the ones that's always glamorized with endorsements, but their endurance. To be able to run miles and miles and miles. The sprinter, they come and go. Who's that? Usain Bolt. He comes and goes, again, every couple of years. But that marathon runner, again, he's known for, again, being able to take. That takes a lot out of it. That staying power, amen. And marathon, again, sprinters come and sprinters go. But to be able to go the whole distance. The church, we want to go the whole distance, amen. Let's go the whole distance for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, and truly, we are blessed. Because of who he is. Amen. Truly, we serve a mighty God. We look forward to what God's going to do, even this very weekend. And we're looking forward to all that God has in store. Amen. So, we're looking forward to what God's going to do here. Now, so Lord, come on back and be with us at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 11 a.m., our church service and children's church. Again, continue to pray for our youth. Pray for our youth and the children's church as well. Bring your families and friends and loved ones. I saw a tragedy again this afternoon about a young man whose life again is gone. He was actually he collapsed and died again while playing a game. And so you think about it, how that again it's so important to bring your children to the children's church, bring your children to know the Lord, bring them to know Christ, and really what they ask many times, even they question, what's the age cutoff? We don't know. But again, God, thank God for a gracious God. Amen. Even in the youth, sometimes God, we believe, won't hold them accountable. Because, again, a lot of times because of the lack of the parents, you know, whatever case may be. But parents, bring your children to Christ. Because, again, they will become adults one day. Teenagers, adults. Amen. And the earlier, the better. Amen. The earlier, the better. They become better kids. Will they be perfect? Absolutely not. But. Is again, they're trained in the Lord. They learn to have a reverence for God and a fear for God. So our prayer goes out to the Garcia family's news article we posted up. The Garcia family saw the mom just devastated, and his little brother was the one to find him. So we pray continually for the Garcia family over in New Jersey there. Again, so our prayers go out to them. But again, so back to how to get on that. The children's church, bring your family and friends, your teenagers, youth, the young ones, grandchildren, whoever it may be, nieces, nephews, total strangers, bring them to the house of the Lord. Invite them to come to be with us. And then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and then our throughout the week, our Bible studies, and back here on Thursday. So come on out. Thursday night service in person here, 334 Ice Street. We'd love to see you come to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. This time she's going to prepare to do another song here. Again, a song called I Will Hasten to the Lord. We sing about hastening and running. Amen. This is going to be the title about running to God today. And so you think about it, I would hasten to his throne.
To his throne.
I'll hasten to his throne.
I'll hasten to his throne. I'll hasten to
let's run to Jesus and I am
I'll hasten to his throne.
We run to Jesus tonight, church. Let's run to him, amen. In your heart and your mind and soul today. In your heart and your mind, your soul, run to the Lord today, amen. Run to Jesus. Say, I gotta get to Jesus tonight. I've got to get to the Lord. I've got to get to the feet of Jesus. I've got to get to the throne of the Lord tonight. Make that your prayer tonight. Say, let me come run to you, Jesus. Run today. Run, run, run while there's time. Run to him. He's available today. Make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. Come on, let's run to him.
I'll hasten to his throne.
Make that your prayer tonight. I'll hasten. time, I'll hasten us. Go ahead and praise him, church. Amen. Praise him if you love the Lord. Praise him. Amen. Give him praise tonight. Give him glory tonight. Give him honor tonight. Amen. We have a rock we can go to today. We have a rock we can run to tonight. Lord, we just bless your name. We honor you tonight. We give you praise and glory for your goodness, your kindness, God, in this house. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bless in a mighty way. Continue churching today at the feet of Jesus tonight, at the feet of the Lord our God. Call on his name today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just go right into it. Amen. Praise God tonight. Amen. I love this song. Amen. Hasten into the throne of Almighty God. Amen. I rock the rock of ages, the Prince of Peace. Amen. The Lord of Lords. Amen. Go into that rock. Peter said one time, he said, whom shall we go? He says, thou hast the words of eternal life. And truly our God is a good God tonight. Amen. Praise God tonight. Amen. And his goodness today. I want to come out of the scriptures here this evening in the book of, we'll use as a text this evening, 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4 this evening. 2 Kings chapter 4. There's a lot in there, but I'm going to jump right into the text here. The text here concerning the situation that was going on. Amen. The Bible talks about here in 2 Kings chapter 4. We're picking up verse 19. Verse 19. The Bible says, and he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. Situation here is where a little boy, somehow was having trouble. No doubt a head pains and various things. Something had happened. So he cried out. He says, my head, my head. And the boy, his father said, take him to his mother. Verse 20 says, and when he had taken him, he brought him to his mother, and he sat on her knees till noon. And then he died. The Bible says, and she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. And I'll stop right there. We'll come back to the rest. And I want to use that thought or a title this morning or this evening about running to or for God. Running to. And the second part is about for God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank God for this evening. Thank God for you and your presence tonight. Lord, I pray, God, that you can continue to bless in a mighty way as we seek your face this evening, as we break forth your word. God, let it lodge in every heart, every soul, to the hearers, those who will be watching here, and those who will hear this message down the line, Lord willing. God, to take heed, God, of what you have said, God, what you have declared. God, we pray in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Running to and for God. Running, as we talked about, burning energy earlier. All of us as youth, again, is running, they say, is good for you. That's what they say is good for you. Hey, man, it don't always feel good. I used to hate running, especially when it's time for conditioning. Time for conditioning and trying to play a sport or whatever the case may be. We were told to run. We couldn't even pick up the ball. We couldn't even play the game until we ran and absolutely got in shape to where we could play. It gets up the heart rate. They say it's good for you because it gets your heart rate pumping, it gets the blood circulating, and it burns the fat. Amen. Burns the fat. Amen. Preacher, you need to go running. Amen. But the thing about it, staying alive, it helps us to stay alive, stay active. Again, you see some that again, up in age in the 60s and 70s, still running. Man, next door, old next door neighbor, Mr. Archie, he used to run and run and run and run, man. 50s and 60s years old, running for blocks and blocks at a time. I could barely make it around the block one time. He'd take off and come back in about half an hour, 45 minutes later. But just think about it, running, amen, and running, and again, it's very good exercise. In the scriptures, it talks about running as well. It's found throughout the scriptures about various occasions where the scriptures declares for us to run. Sometimes it was making haste, To make a hasten unto the Lord, as the song said just minutes ago, or to run again for urgency, sense of urgency, to run again. It's an act of action where we have to exert some energy and effort. No doubt it's beyond the norm of walking. He's called a military double time. You look at all this again. We've been sharing with you as well. Again, I don't know why the Lord is dealing with me over the evening Bible study night about sharing about the hastening, the coming to Christ as quickly as possible. We always give that declaration as well. But again, to run to God, to run to the Lord soon, run to him as quickly as possible, because we don't know what this year has still in store for us as a country, as a people, as individuals as well. But we encourage you, my friend, if you're not saved tonight, to run to Jesus tonight, to run, again, a sense of now. Again, look at this. Some would like to run to Jesus or run to God when they get up in age. I'll get down to it later on. I'll get down to it in my latter years. Then people start talking about coming to God. Or when they're on their deathbed, they make a last ditch towards God. Or a life-threatening sickness or disease, oftentimes, sadly, we use it as an occasion to come and towards God and give God thanks for all of it. Amen. Because God said he's not willing that any should perish. But we encourage you to come now. Come now. Come to the Lord while there's still time. Come now while the sun is still available, where the time of grace is still made available to all men. Come to the Lord. In Hebrews 3:14, I'll give it to you. The Bible says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold from the beginning our confidence steadfast in the end. And really, this writer here was telling even the church, again, and along this race, to hold on, to run. And when you come to Jesus, stay with Jesus as well, all the way to the end. Again, we want to be in the finish line, as we shared with you earlier. But he says, but while he said today in verse 15, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. He said, today, now is the time. Don't harden your heart and say later on. Later on may not come. He says, come running now to the Lord. He said, for some, when they heard, did provoke, not howbeit not all came out of Egypt. Even Moses tried to tell the children of Israel, come on, let's leave this place. Hurry up, let's leave Egypt before Pharaoh changes his mind. Come and run. Let's escape Egypt. The Bible says Moses provoked them and tried to get them to come. He says, but not all came out of Egypt. He says, but with whom was he grieved for 40 years? It was not them that had sinned. He says, but carcasses fell in the wilderness, of whom swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Moses tried to tell them, come on, follow God, serve God. Don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back. Don't look back. Don't go back. But run to Jesus. Stay with the Lord. It's safe that way. Amen. Let's look at some more here. The Bible says here in our second text, our main text, 2 Kings. Let's go back to it. 2 Kings chapter 4. You read about this prophet by the name of Elijah. The Bible says that he did great, great, great miracles. Great miracles. And again, God showed himself real throughout the time. You go back and read chapter 4 of two profound miracles that he had accomplished. One was, again, a widow woman who had, she had lost her husband. She was now deeply in debt, and naturally she was in need. And so the Bible says she went to the prophet, and the prophet blessed her. Amen. She knew what to do. She went towards God. She went to the man of God. And so God blessed her. He filled her pots. He filled all the pots. I'm not going to go into that story there. But he filled it all. And the Bible says she was blessed and able to pay off her debts. My friend today, if you have troubles, we shared it a few nights ago, in trouble, in financial trouble, in spiritual trouble, I'm telling you, come to God. Come to the Lord our God. Run to him. He is still the answer to our world today. Every category of your life, every situation, just get to Jesus tonight. So the Bible talks about here, back to our main text I want to bring you to, Again, he came up to another family here, where it really, and the Bible says how that she was barren at the time. She was barren. And the Bible talks about how that we shared with you a few nights ago, or mornings ago, about how that, again, women wanted to have children. It was the desire of the Lord. Again, probably just because that scripture say where to be fruitful and multiply. Not just she wanted to keep and have babies, amen, not to get rid of them. But the Bible says she wanted a baby, but she could not. Naturally, the prophet prayed for her, and God blessed her. God blessed her womb. The Bible says she had a son. And because of this prayer and because of the blessings of the Lord, and she was overjoyed, her husband was overjoyed, and it picks up where we left off in verse, 19. We'll go there. I just jump down 18. The Bible says the woman conceived, 17, sorry, the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the time of her life. Elijah told her, he says, you will have a child. You will have it when you come to God. God will give you answers, amen, and they will come to pass. God will give you answers. We encourage you. The answers are found in God. He told her, you're going to have a child, and it will come to pass according to the time of his life. And the Bible says that when the child is grown, it fell on that day that he went out of his father and to the reapers. So she had a baby. The little boy grew up, and he went out into the field, the Bible says. 19, he says, he said unto her, his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. Typical father, isn't it? A typical father. Like, go see your mama. Go see your mama. But anyway, you think about this, and so naturally something had happened. Some believe it may have been an aneurysm or something that effect, but something happened to the boy's head. And the Bible says, perhaps maybe he said, go see your mama. Maybe his faith, her faith was stronger than his. Again, perhaps, why didn't he say, you know what, let's go find the prophet. Let's go find that preacher. Thank God for godly women. Amen. Continue to pray. Be, again, you mothers out there, be spiritual mothers. But fathers, that should speak to us as well. How come he didn't say it? Thank God for godly fathers. Amen. Thank God for men who trust God and believe God. Amen. To be the head of the house and say, you know what, son, let's call on God. We're going to go down to the prophet and talk to him. Amen. Men, we need to call on God tonight. The Bible says in verse 19, the Bible says, and so, excuse me, 20, he says, and when he had taken him, he brought him to his mother, and he sat her on the knees till noon, and he died in his mother's arms. Tragedy. Tragedy had taken place. And so we see, the Bible says, and she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. You see, she had prepared a place for the prophet. Time to time, he would come through town, and he had built an extra room for him. An extra room for him to where he can lay and spend the night. Amen. To have expense and money and all these different things being a blessing. Amen. Again, to the man of God. And the Bible says, and so she took him to his bed. He wasn't there. He said, perhaps even her faith says, you know what? If I could just get him on the bed. Sometimes people's faith is that way. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. If I could just touch the handkerchief. If I can just pass through the shadow. Again today, people's faith. Again, where's our faith tonight? Amen. And so the Bible says, he said, baby, in our own mind, let me lay him in his bed and see what happens. She shut the door and went out. What did she do? The Bible says she called out unto her husband and says, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men of one of the asses. He says, and that I may run, back to our text, I can run to the man of God and come again. She wanted to run. She said, we got to hurry up and get to the man of God. Hurry up and get to the God who he calls on. I know God will answer his prayer. We've seen God answer before. We've seen God do it before. And I know he can do this miracle as well. I've heard about the miracles of old. I've heard about what he's done throughout the village. I've heard about the things that God has used him to do. And I know that he can do it for us as well. He's the same man that I prayed to, that I asked, no doubt, and he blessed me, he prophesied over me and said, I'm going to have a baby. That man, I need to go see that man. And the Bible says, and so when she ran, and she, the Bible says, he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him? He said, it is new moon, and now nor Sabbath. She said, he says, it shall be well. In her mind, it didn't matter the day. It didn't matter what the situation was. Naturally, It didn't matter. God can do any time of the day. How many know that? God can answer your prayers at any time. My friend, today you can run to God at any time. In the middle of the night, on any day of the week, we don't have to wait for the Sabbath. Thank God. Amen. You can call on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We can call on God in the nighttime, in the noonday. It does not matter. She says, it don't matter. I've just got to get to the Lord, to this man of God. And the Bible says she sat on the ass. And the Bible says to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. She says, hurry up and get to the man of God. Hurry up. While the blood is still somewhat warm. But you know her faith, it wouldn't matter whether it dried up or not because of faith tonight. And when you run to God, run to him boldly, run to him believing, run to him trusting, church of the day, and knowing that God is able, hasten unto the Lord. Let's get to God tonight. And the Bible says, and so when he got there, so she went to the man of God in the Mount of Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, he says, and she said, go to Gehazi, his servant yonder, that shoot beyond where the Shunammite is. Number 26, he says, run now, I pray thee, to meet her. He even said, hurry up. She's got a sense of urgency. You know, when you have a sense of urgency, I believe God will answer your urgency as well. Amen. When you have a need, I'm telling you, run and God will meet you where you are. Amen. God will meet you. He's just as concerned as you are. Probably more concerned than we are half the time. He's willing. He says, go get that woman. Hurry up. Go meet her and find out what the deal is. And the Bible says, from that point on, the Bible says, 26, run now, I pray thee. He says, when he got there, he says, how is it? Is it well with the husband? Is it well with thee? He said, is it well with the child? And she said, it is well. Can you imagine knowing her son James is back at the house dead? It is well. It is well. You know what? When you're running, knowing everything's going to be all right. When you're running for Jesus, when you're looking to God and running the Christian race, when you are serving God and living for God, in the back of your mind, in the forefront of your mind, say, you know what, it's going to be all right. It's going to work itself out. God's going to make a way. God's going to come through. She spoke it already. It is well. And the Bible says, in number 27, he says, and when she was come to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi near to thrust her away, came near to thrust her away. Naturally, he had some protection. Some of his assistants there said, what's wrong with this woman? What's going on with her? And the Bible says, and the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Naturally, she said it as well. But there was something still going on. Sometimes we say it's going to be all right. But in the back of our mind, we know something's going on. In the back of your mind, you know what? Hey, it's all good. It's going to be all right. God's going to work it out. But in the back of your mind, you say, you know what? It's still not right. Something's still going on. And you continue to sort it out and let God work it out. He knew. He picked up on it and says, hey, this is an urgent need. And naturally, God was about to meet this need. The Bible says, then he said, he said to the woman, he says, I desire a son of my Lord. And she began to tell him. She says, you know what? I desire a son. He says, did I not say, do not deceive me? And then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand and go thy way. He said, if thou meet any man, salute him not. And the Bible says, if any salute thee, answer him not again. Lay my staff upon the face of the child. And so naturally, she explained her condition, explained what was going on. And then he said, you know what, let's go. And he took the staff and various things, believing God. The Bible says the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. He followed her. Naturally, she was again beckoning. She wasn't going to leave. It's almost like being at the feet of Jesus. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to stop until you bless me. I can't stop praying until I see this breakthrough. I've got to continue. I've got to keep running until finish the course. I've got to keep running until I reach my destination. You've got to address this issue. You've got to address this situation. Amen. We share many times about getting on God's nerves. Sometimes you got to pray and get on God's nerves. Let me say that tonight. Get on God's nerves with a sense of urgency and call on him until we see something come to pass. The Bible says Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet them and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And so naturally, the man did what he told him to do, but that really wasn't, it was not resolved. The Bible says in verse 32, and when Elijah was come into the house, when he came into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon the bed. 33, he says, and he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. So him and the lad was in there and he prayed. He prayed. He saw the sense of urgency, and he ran to the throne of God, spiritually speaking. He ran before God. Elisha, he prayed and sought the face of the Lord. Bible says he went and laid upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child was waxed warm. I thought about maybe perhaps the Bible talked about CPR. But it was greater than CPR. It was greater than CPR. There was a miracle that took place. I was even just thinking about even with that young man. What happened with the young man over in New Jersey? I was sharing with opened up with about praying for them. They didn't have anybody on. The coaches didn't know CPR. The players didn't know CPR. The ambulance took 40 minutes to get there. And so the little boy passed away. And so I thought about it. Thank God we've had CPR training before. If you never had it, we encourage you to learn it. Amen. It's a good thing to learn. You never know when we may need it. But the Bible says here, even then, we can call on God. We call on God. We seek the Lord. The Bible says he prayed over this child. He laid upon this child. The Bible says he returned and walked in the house to and fro. So the little boy came to and he stretched himself upon the him, and the child sneezed 7 times. There it is, Trey, 7 times. Prophetic, amen. He sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. Amen. Prophetically, God was able to bring forth completion, fulfillment of God's word. Amen. That it was going to be well. She believed it was going to be well. Sometimes, again, today, whatever case may be, we believe and trust God in it all. Believe and trust God. I like how, again, the Joshua and those men marched around the wall 7 times. Whether he told them to walk or march or run, whatever case may be, the number, no doubt a prophetic number there. The Bible says he sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and called the Shunammite woman, and he called her. And when he was come into him, he said, take thy son. And then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and looked and took her son and went out. No doubt she was praising God and rejoicing because, again, God did another miracle. My friend, when we run to God, God is able. Let our faith run to him. Before our faith runs to fear, before our faith runs to doubt and uncertainty, let us run in our minds, our hearts, and say, you know what, let me get to God. Let me get to the Lord our God. Run into Jesus. We try to wrap this up. Mark chapter 5, there was another occasion. We sang that song earlier about how we hasten to the Lord. There was another time here. There was a man who was possessed with devils. The Bible says that how he had great evil spirits upon him, unclean spirits. And the Bible says no man could tame him. No man even wanted to deal with this man because of unclean spirits. And even this very night, if you're dealing with spirits and unclean spirits, my friend, that God is able to deliver. How many know that tonight? God is able to deliver and touch the mind. God is able to deliver and release, no doubt, evil spirits. And so the Bible says, and when Jesus was coming through, the Bible says in verse 5, night and day, this man will be tormented. Torment, these are demons and various evil spirits that torment the mind. torment the heart. You say, I can't sleep, preacher. I'm going through things. I hear voices in my head. I'm telling you tonight, God can deliver tonight. How many know that tonight? I'm telling you that God is still the answer. He's still in the delivering business tonight. And the Bible says that he cried out in tombs. He would cut himself and want to hurt himself. That's all demonic. The Bible says, but when he saw Jesus afar off, and so naturally he's going through his issues. Nobody wanted to deal with him, but he saw Jesus afar off. And the Bible says here, he ran. There they worded it again. He ran. We talking about running towards God or running to Jesus, running to God, our Heavenly Father today, running to our Savior today. He ran looking for deliverance. He ran because he knew he was the way of escape. He was the deliverer, my friend today. If you're going through things, even the devil's harassing, the devil's plaguing your heart and your mind, run to Jesus tonight. Let God bring forth deliverance in your heart and your soul. He ran, and what did he do? He began to worship. He began to worship God. I'm telling you, worship the Lord our God. Worship him tonight. Call on him and say, Lord, I worship you. I call on you. I believe you are the answer. I believe that you're able to cast out devils even this very night. Worship him. He's above every name, above every demon, above every sickness. How many know that tonight we got to run to God tonight? The Bible says when he did this, he ran and worshiped Christ. And he cried with a loud voice. Verse 7, he says, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? This was a demon speaking out. So what am I going to do with you, Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. You imagine the devil asking for mercy. The devil was asking for mercy because he knew Jesus was on the scene. He was about to put the devil on the run. Amen. We're talking about running. Amen. Let's put the devil on the run. How am I going to do that tonight? So you know what? When you call on Jesus, you run to Jesus, the devil has to go. The man ran to Jesus, and the demons had to run off. The devil, again, has to run when he sees the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of his blood tonight, the power of his spirit today. God is able to run devils off tonight. How many know that tonight? God is able to deliver a man and run the demons out. The Bible says, he said to him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And so Jesus is able to run off the devils as we run to him tonight. Let's finish up in Luke 19. Come on up. Luke 19. The Bible talks about this. He says that when Jesus came to another place, he looked up and saw him, talking about Zacchaeus. And the Bible says, he says, make haste. In other words, speedily come. Speedily come. I'm telling you, don't wait. Don't delay. Speedily come. Make haste. Come down for today I must abide in thy house. There's trouble in your house? Run. Run to Jesus. Run to the scriptures. Run to prayer. Run and seek his face tonight. The Bible says, he said, I've got to go to your house. Jesus wants to come to your house. There's trouble in your house. It's time for God, amen, to enter into that place. And demons have to flee. There's confusion in your house. There's the demons in your house. There's backbiting and fighting in your house. I'm telling you, Jesus needs to come to your house today. Let me say that today. There's divorce in your house. There's separation in the house. There's bickering in the house. I want you to know Jesus needs to get into the house. He said, come, make haste. I got to get to your house quickly, Zacchaeus. I'm telling you today, we're here in this service. Those watching online, Jesus needs to come into the house. Say, Lord, I open up the door. The Bible says, amen, because he knew Zacchaeus had trouble in his house, apparently. Someone here tonight has trouble in their home. It's time for the trouble to stop. It's time for the fighting to stop. It's time for the arguing to stop. Tonight, my friend, call on Jesus. Jesus, enter into those homes. You got to make that your prayer. The physical house, your own body, your soul, your spirit. And that carries on back to your residence tonight. The Bible says, and Zacchaeus stood. Let me back up. The Bible says that he made haste. Don't delay. Make haste. Run to this altar. Run to Jesus. And he came down and received him joyfully. Receive him tonight joyfully. Come running to Jesus. Run to the Lord. He's waiting with open arms, waiting for you and I. The Bible says that when he saw it, others murmured. The devil don't like it. He said he came to be a guest in the house of a sinner. Thank God Jesus was willing to run to you and I. The Bible says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Lord, behold, I have my goods I give unto the poor. He said, I have taken anything from any man. By false accusation, he said, I restore it fourfold. He really, really, really met Jesus that day. He said to him, today is salvation come into thy house, or into this house. He says, for as much as also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Run. Stop running from God. Stop running away from God. Stop running away from our healer. Stop running away from the Savior. Stop running away from the blesser, the Holy Ghost filler tonight. Stop running from that. Stop running from whatever you're running from tonight. Run to Jesus. The Bible tells us for the believer as we close. 1 Corinthians 9:24. For the believer tonight, once we come to Christ, once we come to salvation, which he's begging all of us to do, he's beckoning us to do it. The Christ, the risen Savior of the world, the one who gave his life on the cross. Lord, I can imagine when it was time for him to go, he said, Father, I'll go. I'll die for them. I'll give my life. Lord, I can only imagine he was probably eager to leave heaven. It wasn't easy, but he was willing. He said, I got to get down there. I got to save the lost. Wasn't easy, perhaps, but he was willing. Once we come to Jesus and believe what he did on the cross for us, paid the penalty of sin, died on that cross for us, went to hell for us. But he rose again because that sin cannot stick to his life. Naturally, he rose with all power in his hand. He's reaching out. Those nail-scarred hands are reaching out saying, come on, run to me. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another second. Run. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9, I'm going to finish up. The Bible says, know ye not that they which run a race, run all. For the believers tonight, let's run for Jesus. Run all. He said, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Men and women are running this life, rat race called life. The Bible says here, every man that striveth for the mastery of his temper in all things. He says, now they did obtain a corruptible crown. They're seeking out the corruptible crown. But he said, let us run and do what matters most. And that's for our soul tonight. Salvation of the Lord that will never fade away. That eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, all the money that's going to fade, the house is going to fade. All the stuff Zacchaeus offered. He said, that really, you know, that's why he said it don't really matter to me anymore. Because why? I want something eternal. He said, those things that are corruptible, they're going to fade away. He said, but I want to run for the prize, the heavenly prize. Therefore, so run not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But I have kept my body under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be cast away. He said, even for us preachers, preachers' wives, workers here in the church, whoever you may be, run. Just don't stop running. How many can say that? By the grace of God, we're going to continue to run. By the grace of God, Reverend continues to run. By the grace of God, all of us continue to run. Amen. And you'll find us at the finish line running. My friend today, we don't stop. Maybe since you started coming to church, many of you come to church before and say, preacher, I messed up. Come on back. Come running back. Come running back. Don't run away. Adam tried to run and hide. No, come on back. God is faithful and just to forgive. Run. All the way to the end, the finish line, that we won't become castaways, naturally lost forevermore. And as she began to sing as unto the Lord tonight, the altar prayer is open. Let's run and seek the Lord. There are many things that God is able to do. And he's waiting for us to run to him. That prodigal son, come on. He ran back to his father's house. Run, my friend, run. Run to Jesus. Run to the Lord our God. Run. Let's run to his throne today. Hasten to his throne tonight. Hasten to his throne. Hasten to the altar tonight. Hasten to Jesus saying, you know what, God? Let me hasten to the Lord our God.
Let me run to Jesus today. I've got to get to him. I've got to get to my Savior. I've got to get to the one that's able to deliver. I need deliverance. Tonight, if you need deliverance, come. Come. You need healing, come. You need the Holy Ghost, come. Come, come, come. Let God.
My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is untied. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm all churched up, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears left, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Lead me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for people's pain. Let it fall like rain. Lord, speak right now. We're desperate. We're chasing after you. No rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone.
She said, take me to the man of God.
To gaze upon
take
your
me to
glory. To sing to you this song. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
He can heal tonight.
Take me to the King.
He can provide. He can bring salvation. He can heal tonight.
Take me to the King.
Make haste.
Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory. To sing to you this song. Take me to the King.
We serve a mighty God.
Lord of Lords. Run to him. When you're in trouble, run. When you run to him. When you need God, run. When you need prayer, run. Amen. Need a healing, run. Need forgiveness, run. Run towards God. Don't run away, but run towards God. The answer. Need help? Run. Our world today, we pray. Our community. Whoever may be watching this video. Let's make that our prayers. Our friends, our loved ones. We'll run. We'll run along with us. Run to Jesus. Run to our Lord, our God. God bless you. Our prayer. We look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Come on out and be with us. Come on out and be with us. As unto the Lord. Continue to support the work of the Lord. Well, through offerings, viewership, various ways. Continue to be a part. Share the videos out. Share it out with your friends and loved ones. Amen. It's the importance of getting to God now. Today, while we still have time, while it's still the day, because the night will come. No man can work, no man can run. Amen. Before it's too late. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive an offering as well unto the Lord. If you can put up on the board there for us, please. We have ways you can give through our church website at myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. We also have text to give, 347-229-9933. If you text that number right there, type the word give, you can set up your account. We can give, and then through Zelle, online banking folks, Zelle, use the church email, ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. And we say thank you in advance. Amen. And for those here this evening, we'll take up an offering. It's unto the Lord. And for those watching, we'll see you at our next broadcast. May the Lord truly bless you. It is our prayer. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you soon. Amen.